After the war, Herbig drank and did drugs. He went to treatment. He was shot up with Thorazine and other mood-altering drugs. But he wasn't healing. It was after his second 120-day program. They were having a team meeting when his counselor said, "We can't help you anymore."
And I got up, and just the smallest amount of tears started to fill my eyes. And as I walked by my counselor, he says, "Why don't you just throw in the towel this one time?" And I remember I quickened my step and went to my rack and laid down. And for the first time in many, many years, the tears started to come. And this huge weight lifted from my chest. And that was my first spiritual awakening.
So he went to Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous 3 to 4 times a week. And one time, coming out of a meeting, Herbig was holding some helium balloons tightly in his hand. Herbig's counselor turned around and addressed him.
"Someday you might want to take a look at some issues of PTSD." And I said, "What the PTSD? Excuse my language. I got my hands full just trying to hang on to my higher power. Because I knew then there's only two things going out that door that had come through. That was me, my own sick ass, and some resemblance of a higher power, which consisted of those 3 hot air balloons only."
It wasn't long after this, he was introduced to a Native American healing practice, the Sweat Lodge. A small canvas-covered lodge is constructed over willow branches into which hot stones are carried in. The stones are addressed as grandfathers. 2 men, Blue Thunderbird Man and Mayingan from the Bad River Reservation, guided him through this sacred ceremony.
And I can remember as clear as a situation on C1, preparing to go into that lodge, I started to break, started to crack, and the tears started to come, only stronger and with more power than I had remembered in a long time. And I think I vaguely remember them saying, "Oh, that's good. I think he's ready now." And as I knelt down on Mother Earth and kissed her and assumed my position in the southern door for healing as I was instructed, that lodge door came down. The greetings were shared. The sacred powwagon lit and smoked. And the sacred meskiki began to be placed on those grandmothers and grandfathers who were going to give of themselves so fully.
Being of Scandinavian descent, Herbig was used to saunas and other very hot conditions.
But this was a different sweat. It was of a more intense, more powerful. Something that got me so humble that it reminded me of several occasions in Vietnam when I'd fall right to my knees and say, "God, help us. We ain't going to make it through this one." And by the grace of God, somehow we did.
And it was the same scenario when the men went into the lodge to pray.
I went down my head to the pit and I just, "Please, O Kichimani Do, take this from me. I can't. I can't walk with it anymore. And one of the grandmothers split completely in two. One as dark as the purest coal you could find. The other as white as the driven snows of the north. And the most cool and soothing breeze came from underneath that sacred lodge from the south. And I knew I had finally started my journey home.
I'm Nick Vanderpie for the Superior Broadcast Network.